Hi everyone, I'm Christopher and this is Laura.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and this is A Plus English. Laura, do you like food?
Do I like food? Of course, I love food. My favorite foods are lasagna, 千层面，还有这个 pumpkin pasta, 南瓜的这个意大利面 and 甜不辣。Do you know what 甜不辣is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how about you, Chris? Wait.Why are you asking me this question?
Well, today's article is about a movie that has unique foods.
Hmm.
It's the sequel to an animated film that came out in 2009 called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Hmm.
Have you seen it?
石破天惊 I probably watched a little on TV, but I don't think I watched the whole movie. What about you?
No.I haven't seen it yet. However, I really do like animated movies. So, are you ready to begin today's article?
Sure! Let's take a look.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is back. It is the sequel to the first film in the series.In the first movie, Flint Lockwood wants to create something awesome to make his name, but always fails. When his town runs out of food, he tries to turn rain into food by making a special machine. However, the machine goes out of control and creates a terrible food storm. Flint shuts down the machine.Before it ruins the world. But at the end of the movie, the machine turns itself back on.
Word power!
Film. Film.Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. Fail. Fail. Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Terrible. Terrible.The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town. The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town. Shut down. Shut down. We must shut down the factory because it causes too much pollution.We must shut down the factory because it causes too much pollution.
Woohoo! Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is back! Okay, 所以呢如果你很喜欢看石破天惊呢它第二集回来咯 So, tell me more about this great movie.
Okay, it is the sequel to the first film in the series.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
But what does this word mean, sequel?
Sequel!If you were listening closely during our opening, you might have also heard me say this word.
Right.
A sequel is a book, movie, or play、
mm-hmm.
that continues the story from a previous、
oh.
work. There are several sequels that you might know of, the first being like Harry Potter.、
Mm.
It has many books. There's
right.
seven. Right?
Wow.
But some of you might be more familiar with the Twilight sequels. Yes. And if a book or movie tells the story that happened before the previous、
mm-hmm.
work, then it is called a prequel.
Prequel.
Yeah, because it happens before. Pre.
So,
yeah. A popular prequel that came out this year was Monsters University.
Oh, right. OK, 所以一开始呢，寇文呢提到了这个《石破天惊二》，它可是一个什么呢？是个 sequel， 就是续集。那刚刚 Chris 老师是不是提到，哇，好多电影可能就是有出很多续集，比方像是《暮光之城》（Twilight）。I'm going to actually name a really old movie. Like, people are probably thinking what... Yeah, but it's one of my favorite movies. And yeah, there are like a couple of sequels. It's called Back to the Future.
Ah, I do know Back to the Future.
回到未来, okay. Yeah. And we also mentioned this word series, 就是系列。那像是 TV series 就是电视剧，不过刚刚 Chris 提到一个很有趣的重点哦，就是像是我们都喜欢怪兽电力公司，那但是前阵子不是出现了这个它的 prequel， 也就是Monsters University， 这可是它的前传哦。OK， 就是说先有怪兽大学，然后呢，其实还应该会有这个怪兽电力公司，可是它出来的顺序因为是颠倒了，它是先出现Monsters, Inc. that came out first, and then the prequel came out later, which is Monsters University.
Right, and another one is the, at least two films in terms of prequels. There's Lord of the Rings, and then the prequel was Hobbit, or Habiren.
Habiren.
Yeah, okay. So we also said the word film, and we've said it a few times now. A film is a story that is told using sound and moving pictures.Shown at a cinema or on television.
Right.
Here's an example sentence for film. Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. We spell film F-I-L-M. F-I-L-M. Also, cameras, they use film. Like when you do photography...But we don't really do that so much now because iPhones or
digital cameras.
Yes, digital cameras. Right.
Okay, film 呢，其实呢，它可以当作电影的意思。那当然，我们也可以用 movie 来表示。那另外呢，在口语我们也可以用另外这个字 flick, F-L-I-C-K, 也有电影的意思哦。那不过刚刚 Chris 有提到，其实 film 也有底片这样的意思，就是之前的这个相机的底片也可以叫做 film。OK, 刚刚的例句就是说，这个某一天呢，这个未来的某一天 ，Lisa 她想要导演自己的电影哦。
Okay, Laura, did you know I studied film while I was in college?
No, I didn't know. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good. 他原来是学电影的哦。
In the first movie, Flint Lockwood wants to create something awesome to make his name, but always fails.
OK, 所以呢在这里呢我们来先回顾一下到底第一集发生什么事情，可能大家没有看过。就是这个发明家 Flint, 他是一个发明很多非常怪东西的宅男怪咖哦。那他想要怎么样就是研发很酷很棒的东西，可是他总是失败。这里我们先来看一下 awesome 这个字，就是很酷很棒的意思。当然你也可以用 cool 这个字来表示很酷哦。
Cool. Now let's talk about make your name. Make your name, or make a name for yourself, means to become well known and respected for doing something in particular. For example, Taiwanese baker Wu Pao Chun made his name when he won a baking award in France.
Right, 真的耶，吴宝春师傅真的超厉害的哦，难怪他会名扬四海啊。那这里我们看到另外一个片语，就是 make one's name， 其实字面上好像是使自己有名，但是它就很类似，就是说你变得非常有名，让大家都知道，也就是很像我们中文所谓说的这个留名青史这样的意思啊。
Okay, we also saw the word fail. Fail is a verb, and it means to not be successful in achieving something.For example, Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Fail is spelled F-A-I-L. F-A-I-L.
That's probably Tim. Timothy. Anyway, fail 的意思呢就是失败。它是个动词哦，所以如果呢你要把它转成名词的话，它可是要用 failure 这个字 F-A-I-L-U-R-E。当然呢，失败的相反就是要成功嘛。那成功的英文呢，就是 to succeed, S-U-C-C-E-E-D. OK, 那刚刚我们提到就是 Timothy, 就是 Timothy 呢 ，he failed to arrive at work on time again. 他又没有办法，他就是没有办法准时上班这样的意思啦。
Maybe he should get a watch.
I know.
All right, let's get back to the article. When his town runs out of food, he tries to turn rain into food by making a special machine.
哇，所以在之前就说他不是很喜欢发明东西呢，所以当他的城镇呢，哎，突然没有了食物呢，他就用一个非常特别的 machine， 就是机器呢，把雨水变成了食物啦。不过呢，通常呢，他的发明的东西呢，其实都会怪怪的哦。OK， 那其中呢，我们先来学一下刚刚呢有 run out of 这样的片语哦，就是缺少这样子的意思哦。另外呢，我们还有看到呢 ，he tries to。OK， 这里的 try to 的用法呢，是我们的今天英文快通老师想要教大家的，就是试着去做什么事情哦。我们来看一下。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通知，打给爱注意。啊，好香哦，好像是我最爱的巧克力蛋糕哎，那味道是从哪里飘来的？啊，超跑姐在烤蛋糕。
好，接着把面粉和可可粉倒进去。You can try using the spoon.
然后呢？要搅拌吗
？To stir. 是说你怎么突然心血来潮想烤蛋糕啊？你那么有钱，想吃蛋糕到处都买得到啊？
哎呦 ，Because I'm trying to be a good wife. 你们男生不是都喜欢贤惠的女生吗？
A good wife.、嗯、你的结婚对象是？
同学们，矮猪姨哦，刚出炉的蛋糕真的是令人垂涎三尺，而且这位看起来很专业的主厨好像和超跑姐很熟的样子，哎，来看他们在说什么吧。首先主厨说到一半就被超跑姐打断的那句 You can try using the spoon to stir， 你可以试着用汤匙来搅拌，以及后面超跑姐令主厨惊讶不已的那句 I'm trying to be a good wife，我正努力尝试成为一位好老婆，两个句子都用到了 try T-R-Y 这个字，只不过一个是 try to 加上原形动词，而另外一个是 try 加上动词 ing， 两种用法不一样，所要表达的意思当然也不同。基本上 try to 加上原形动词是用来强调试图努力要去达成某一个目标，而 try 加上 ving 则是指为了某个目标而采用的手段或是方法。直接再举两个例句，相信同学们就会更清楚咯。第一个句子是 I tried to open the window， 而另外一个句子是 I tried opening the window。 在第一个句子里面 try to open 强调的是开窗户这件事，目的很单纯，就是要把窗户打开，而第二个句子里的 tried opening很可能开窗户不是最后的目的，也许有别的原因导致我要去开窗户，可能是房间太闷热啦，或是我要开窗户看看外面的风景之类的，可以解释成我试着开窗户是为了什么什么原因。所以虽然翻成中文都是试着做或是尝试去做的意思，但是因为目的不同，用法不同，所表现出来的意思也不一样哦。
哎，快说啦，又不是第一天认识你，不要装神秘了啦。是谁那么倒霉啊？不，我是说那个幸运儿是谁啊？
你真的这么想知道哦？嗯、好吧，其实就是你啦。I try so hard,
I try so hard and got so far.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard to try.
Oh, 我是说 ，I tried so hard to improve my cooking skills.就是为了要和你夫唱夫随啊！
救命啊、
！Try to 加原形动词以及 try 加 v i n g 的用法，同学们不要搞混喽！英文快译通知，打给爱注意。我们下次见，拜拜。
However, the machine goes out of control and creates a terrible food storm.
Sounds cool, actually. Okay.所以 out of control 是什么呢？就是失控啦。然后呢，我们还看到 food storm 到底是发生什么事情呢？食物跟暴风雨怎么可以连接在一起哦？原来呢，这个 经济出了一些小意外啦，那神奇的事情竟然发生。一开始其实感觉还不错，因为天使开始降下了一些食物，像是有汉堡啊。那一开始这个弗林还蛮开心，想说哎，我是不是这个发明成功？不过没有哦，因为接下来呢，这个食物机器开始秀抖了。它不但让岛上呢刮起一些什么意大利面、龙卷风呢，然后天上还掉下来一些巨无霸的肉丸之类 meatballs， 对不对
？Right. And I said terrible storm.、
Right.
So terrible. I'll explain this to you. Terrible、mm-hmm. is an adjective, and it means causing great harm or injury or、mm-hmm. very serious.Here's an example、
okay.
of terrible. The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town. The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town.
Wow, okay, 我们来看一下 terrible 就是可怕的、吓人的这样的意思，就是很恐怖的哦。那刚刚的例句是说 the brave soldier 就是勇敢的士兵，他阻止了吓人的 terrible dragon 的恶龙，所以呢，这时候城镇就是免于，就是说可能呢会有一些像是火灾啊这样的意思 ，burning down the town， 因为它会吐这个火。
Okay, should we find out what happens to Flint and the machine?
Yeah.
Okay, Flint shuts down the machine before it ruins the world.
Right.
But at the end of the movie, the machine turns itself back on.
My gosh, 所以呢正恐怖的来了，大家以为说啊应该就是没事啊，就把这个机器给关掉，不过竟然电影的最后还留一个伏笔，就是机器竟然重新又开机咯。Shut down, what does this phrase mean?
It's a phrase that means to stop something from working.、
Mm.
Here's our example. We must shut down the factory because it causes too much pollution.
OK, shut down 就是关闭的意思。那刚刚例句就是说呢，我们必须要关闭这座工厂呢，因为它造成了太多的污染。Well, I guess that's it for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
All right. Okay. Well, that movie sounds pretty exciting.
Right. I remember how I told you I watch a little bit on TV?、
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the very end, like of the movie, when it's talking about the machine actually turns it,like turns the machine back on,、
uh-huh.
there's like marshmallows and everything like watermelon actually、uh-huh. coming down from the sky.、
Uh-huh.
It sounds pretty cool, but it's pretty scary if it comes、
like、
to
me. Like a、
real.
Giant watermelon、
yeah,
about to fall down.
It's really cool.
Yeah,、
okay.
it does sound kind of scary.
Okay, 所以其实在电影当中最后呢，我还记得它好像有那些棉花糖啊，或者是像是一些西瓜就从天上降下来，可是真的看起来很恐怖，很像是一个灾难诶。It looked really scary.
I think、I might check out this movie.、Mm-hmm. I do love animated movies、
right.
a lot. I like cartoon films, but I don't really like computer、
oh.
animated films. I much prefer hand-drawn animation.
Right, okay,、yeah. that's very interesting. 所以当然呢 animation 或是 animated movie 就是动画片这样的意思。Well, we'll come back tomorrow to talk more about this movie, right, Chris?、
We'll be talking about the sequel tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, today we were giving you a, like, we were just telling you the story of the first
one. What happened in the、yeah. first one. That's right. Okay, so until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。从小到大，爸妈及师长就常教导我们要把谢谢挂在嘴边，因为我们是有礼貌的好公民啊。前阵子我们有学到 a thousand thanks 这样的感谢用语。同学们可能会问 ，Jillian 老师有没有比 thousand 更厉害的感谢词呢？别急，别急，答案是有的。同学们先听听今天的句子 Thanks a million Thanks a million 现在知道厉害的是哪一个字吗？没错，就是 million M-I-L-L-I-O-N 字面上的意思是百万，所以 thanks a million 就是指感谢万分。 million 这个数字的用法和昨天介绍的 thousand 一样，可以当名词或形容词用。在今天的句子中 ，thanks a million 是当名词用。另外一种用法，我们也可以将句子改为 a million thanks to you，a million thanks to you。 这时候的 million 就是当形容词，也是万分感谢你的意思咯。我们再为同学介绍一个与 million 相关的衍生字 millionaire， M-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E。 这个单字与百万有什么关联呢？其实这是个名词，通常用来指有钱人或是巨富，中文的意思就是百万富翁。例如我们说 He wishes to become a millionaire， 意思就是他希望自己是个百万富翁。最后我们再复习一次今天的句子， A Plus 小聚会我们下次见咯， Bye。
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs too.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is back. It is the sequel to the first film in the series. In the first movie, Flint Lockwood wants to create something awesome to make his name, but always fails. When his town runs out of food, he tries to turn rain into food by making a special machine. However, the machine goes out of control and creates a terrible food storm. Flint shuts down the machine before it ruins the world. But at the end of the movie, the machine turns itself back on.
Film. Film. Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. Lisa wants to direct her own film one day. Fail. Fail. Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Timothy failed to arrive at work on time again. Terrible. Terrible.The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town. The brave soldier stopped the terrible dragon from burning down the town. Shut down. Shut down. We must shut down the factory because it causes too much pollution.We must shut down the factory because it causes too much pollution.